the Carl service provided by internet. So web and HTTP is usually the giving a web page that consists of objects. Be careful, objects have maybe is not stored in the currently you know this part in the different web servers. So what's called object? Like you write HTML files, you have JPG file images, right? You have JavaScript, you have video, you have PDF, whatever. Often it's individual one, use different UI, put somewhere, that's called objects, all right? So a single web page always consists of a base HTML file. So if you want to browse a particular web page, you always first they suppose a base HTML. Then the objects, different objects, maybe in as well. So usually expressed by URL. For example, this particular picture. This is the home address and this is it. So we can show you how it works. If I just look at this for myself, right? So you can see a lot of my address, okay? I just show you this one. This is particular my home page, right? This is HTML written. But if I say click publication, this is host my paper. For example, PDF, this is not necessary in this server, rather than sitting on another server as well. So that's each of these is an object, okay? So you can see this is picture, this this context, and all of these things. Different part, you got different things. So where first one always is HTML file, okay? So the message means there are border seminar, you know, the companies, the vendor, let you do that. So, you know, if you want to make an HTTP protocol help or stay, memorize, you know, that's called the cookie, we will talk about later. So the pure one is no, all the stateless, no memory, no recall, once you do that. Okay, so there are two kind of HTTP protocol. One is called low persistent one, that's what I mentioned, the traditional one. You have three steps. First step, you do a handshake, TCP connection open. You know, then you download or you communicate. You know, one object sent from server side to you, then close. Okay. If you have multiple objects, you want to need a service, you should repeat these three steps. So this is 1.0 version of low persistent one. So-called persistent one, okay, first time you're doing handshaking, is right? Okay, the very first object must be this HTML file, you know, this file contains all of the other objects, reference objects, like UI address, stuff. So then you can follow them, you know, doing the, for example, download all the other objects, you know, one by one, top line. In the end, you close. So this one is the benefit, you know, rather than each time you handshake it, okay, call one, then next one, and next one. So this is the persistent version, we call it 1.1, okay? So now we use the very first one, those persistent ones, initial particular customer, you know, initial HTTP call connection with the server. So for example, this is the server IP address, this is port number, so that means the process is in the server side. And the server side then say, okay, I accept. Means now you build the connection. Both sides send the server processor and client processor in both sides. Okay. Then, okay, this one, the client now send the request. Okay. Well, what I really want to do? You know, first I know you are there. Now I would want to do, okay? In this content UI, that particular web page, you know, HTML file. So the server receives the next message response to customers, right? So then they send you the, actually they send you the packet, the object, okay? Once they send out, they close conversation, okay? So despite the customer, you have 10 different the TTP object in that HTML file. So the rest each object, you know, you need to follow this file, the full file stuff, you know, turn on, handshaking, and request, and doing that. So this overhead too expensive. But you know how to mitigate this bad situation? Actually, in practice, you use multiple one, this client, this is server. So you build a multiple channel, okay, for example, one, I have two, okay. So this is using HTTP 1.0, right? This is also using the same. So each time I use two channels, you know, this is doing this both in parallel, okay. So otherwise, you need handshaking, certainly need handshaking, because you're doing both at the same time. This maybe is object one, this is for object two. Okay, you can, if you have 10 objects, each time you at the same time you transfer two, so the 10 objects maybe 5 times. If you say I have 4 parallel, then you maybe need 3 rounds. Each round you have 4, 2 rounds you have 8, the last round you have 2. So this depends the system setting about that. So basically this is a low persistent one. Now low persistent one we use the response delay, total you know response delay, what was look like. RTD, if you do not know you will know this quite often in the rest of course. R is wrong, you know, go and back. Okay, so you book the ticket round trip or communication through the message. This is also we call a small packet. This packet is not usually the use of data so large. Actually, it's a control packet, just given the format. For example, 1 indicating you are on, 0 indicating you are off, 1 bit, okay, something. Very small. So the first RTP, basically, initial TCP connection, build a handshaking. You are there. Oh, okay, I'm here. Then you send your request, right? The request say, okay, the request I accept, I start transfer file. So this is the RTP. The blue area means your real data you need to transfer. So for low persistent HTTP response time, so-called response time from your send request until you receive the solution answer, this period or duration we call the response time. So in this case, you have two RTTs, right? And plus this file transfer time. Okay, so low persistent, now we're talking about persistent one, just the similar handshaking, all objects can download in top line. Okay, initially you need two RTTs because you must first build a collection with a server on, then you need a certain request to get the HTML file to object whereabout, is right? So this one. Then also overhead for each TCP collection, browser open module, this non-persistent one just mentioned, okay? You can put a module TCP connection to each reference object in parallel. So the persistent one, you only need one, right? Once you got the subsequent HTTP objects can be doing one by one. So this only need one more RTT for all different objects in the end. So that's why we maybe ask what's usually HTTP protocol, what command we use, okay? So the HTTP basically in several cases just request and response. Client send request to server, server responds to the request. So the request message usually we use ASCII code. ASCII code, do anyone know what this shortcut stands for? What's this stands for? ASCII code, what's it stand for? This is shortcut. This is American standard code organization made in the 1940s when the first electronic computer built at the time. Alright, okay, the request command by user, for example, you want to get. Get means from a server, you get some file. Host, you upload something, even you're doing things. So there have we say that every message you must have a format, each field specific meanings. So this is the header part for this request. For example, get is a get post and etc. This you want to find the index file, you use HTTP 1.1 means you use persistent HTTP. Okay. So the host, where you got this one, you get it from the University of Massachusetts, okay? So currently, which browser you use, Firefox version, right? So etc. Always the backward R backend, because this is a traditional initial internet associated written by the C. So this is the C language, you return back the cake, etc. So this is specifically each of fields in this message. We do not give more detail, but the data you can have a look. So the post message, signal, get, etc. Header message, and get, post, and put is different. Put is just the one. And the post means everybody is supposed to be able to receive that. end rest is your particular useful part of the data. This area usually is stand one, able to understand. So HTTP is sometimes response a different code. For example, you just saw 200. 200 occasions I'm running is low topic, is running smoothly, low dosage. One is 404, not found, you can see quite open. So that means the content maybe not there, maybe originally there are data you remove, for example, move the permanently 01, 501, 05 means you know this you got our old version hardly in server side no longer support. So that means cannot interpret it. What do you really want? Maintenance, okay, as we said, traditional HTTP protocol is a standard, but how to make it become a state? So you adopt the cookies. You already got, I think you doing something, some search some website, someone asking cookie, is right, accept or not. If you click accept, you can further browse their web page stuff. If you do not, they you know, just the people in the green area, no show. That's so cookies basically is a later one. So the cookies exactly what means is maintained some speed between transactions. So in this case, not all historical we call the story, maybe recent one, but certainly your identity. Must do that. We open a new card, you know, new bank. The first time you need a lot of verification, your take your photos, your IDs, and etc. But the second time, third time, maybe you just use your password or a verification, telephone number, that's it. Okay. So actually, they put a cookie in your this specific customer. What the cookie components? First, cookie header part of HTTP response message. So that message, is the first time you visit there, they check their backend database, say whether this guy from this IP address, you know, visited me previously already. If not, you are first, okay, cite your ID. That ID is unique to you, then respond to you with the ID. In your client side, your browser, okay, keep this ID. So next time or next you send a message, you are already identified, use your cookie ID to communicate with that. So then, easy to put there, they already know cookie ID, then they respond to use cookie ID to your request. That's the very much in the procedure. So we use a complete example to see how it works. Susan supposed to use a browser on her laptop, okay, with the specific e-commerce site for the first time, for example, to particular site by clothes, alright? So when to the initial HTTP request, certainly you know that the website URL is right, the phone number is your HTTP is 80, so you already. So that side, you know, when we check, the server check the background, the back at the database of find Susan, they were visited them previously. Okay, they create a unique ID for Susan. This will be called a cookie. And put Susan IP address, Susan related information to the back end database. Alright? So, the server then responds to Susan request and you know, send the request response back. Certainly, this response back includes Susan ID. Alright? So, here we use a diagram to show how it works. This is a particular customer, okay? You already visited eBay. You have put eBay already put a cookie for you. So it's 8732, 34. You may visit once, maybe multiple times, you accept the cookie, okay? So now this guy want to visit Amazon Web Service, okay? Send a request to Amazon. Amazon Web Service will in this current message, they already include this user hook ID. So once you, the user come here, the browser automatically keep a record Amazon ID for that. So the next message this guy sent to here, they always touch the cookie ID unique doing that. Then this Amazon service sent back always use cookie ID, you know, reduce some authentication procedure and send back. So this is a current communication scenario. For example, 1 week after, the guy visited Amazon Web Service again, but this time, okay, you send a message to here because it is your brother, you already have his cookie ID. So this check the background, okay, you have a cookie ID, so then they send it actually is your response. So the cookie ID purpose, one is authentication, who you are. This shooting cars, for example, this commercial. Okay, you like milk, you like orange juice, okay. So then maybe your website, you browse something, they send an ad. Okay, this is particular orange juice, very nice or something. Sending you a recommendation, some you favor, sometimes you not. This right? User session state. So this is a good thing. Bad thing is that all your activities, your hobbies, they can, through these cookies, can identify you, who you are, what's your internet behavior, your Zoom browsing. Okay. This is not just the Amazon Web Service. For example, Amazon Web Service maybe is a third party trying to analyze their customers. So then the third party, further according to your this ID, you are not just Amazon, you may go to Microsoft, you may go to other. They just keep tracking you, okay? So then, because you are more information, okay? Sometimes you may be damaging your privacy, okay? Leaking the product. How to keep the particular endpoint, the end state? So that means you need to store it, otherwise, how do they look at this, right? So the privacy is really is issue. Learn a lot about you in your site. The worst behavior is a third party, you know, persistent cookie, checking your all the common identity, your behavior, your you know, which your hobby and which your activities in the internet. Now we talk about another important technique called web cache. Sometimes we call it proxy server. So this is like football. Sometimes in North America we call it soccer you know, tournament, right? Every 4 years you have they certainly have you have a server to do that because people from the continent, you know, if everybody goes through that particular you know, the server will crash. Instead, they sort of proxy, for example, in Asia countries, in Europe, in North America, South America, Africa, right? So then, you know, the people, so sometimes we call it image, some legend, sometimes we call it proxy, but sometimes people call it cache, okay? So the cache purpose is to provide identical full service. So how you cheat? Actually, you simplify. So the primary one, you know, send an update to all the other replicants doing this work. So now we can say what's the procedure, okay? For example, this particular client, when they got a newspaper, New York Times, says send a request. This is a local proxy. That means in your organization, like CDU, you install a proxy, you know, the server. That's not across up your router, okay? In local, not after the router. After router, you not control, right? So all your requests to other side, first to the local proxy server, say to check whether there are a copy inside in here. If this, for example, I need example, from here to New York, you maybe take 3 minutes to get your the packet. But in CPU here, you just the milliseconds, you know, you not a fraction of a second you get the things, right? The second issue, reduce traffic on institution or access level. For CPU, you have granted some ISP, you know, that's a router. So if you are the aggregate the data volume very large, they charge your cost in the university, right? Also increase the internet traffic. So if you just in the CPU, why you go off the side? So you can save the cost economically or environment friendly, because you less electricity consumption, etc. Internet is dense, is cash. So this is almost reasonable size organization, always have a cash. So the service like Google with software. So we use one very simple example to demonstrate why we put a cash into make sense. Okay? Suppose this is a local network, okay, in CPU, right? Inside we use estimate, you know, you access a net is a local area network. So your access speed and the transmission rate is 1 gigabit per second, okay? So this is your router, okay? This is the server, for example, you want to look at Amazon web service, okay? They have multiple servers that serve you. So this is like Amazon access link. For example, from here to Singapore, they install your server data center in Singapore, okay? The access link speed is 1.54 gigabit per second, all right? So we assume initially you handshaking, right? From this side to here, TCP handshaking was in 2 seconds, just a simulation. So the web the data side will soon be 100 kbps. Okay, this object you want to do that. So the server rate is 15 per second. That means every second you have 15 packets go through. But some of this information is irrelevant, some is redundant. You need to digest. Okay, this is from textbook. So the key evidence we have that average data rate browser is from here to here is 1.5 gigabit per second. So this is about the physical parameters. This is we measure the internet behavior. What's that? One is the LAN traffic intensity. That means each of the local intensity 0.0015. Do you know how you got this? So the local one, you can see basically we have 1G. Right, 1G equals 1,000 megabits, right, per second, all right, this one. But your user is 1.5 megabits per second, right? So this is total capacity, this is yours. So that means you get 0.0015, right? So that means this is workload, is right? So we have this large capacity on you, so that means no congestion. You know, once you send you like in the highway local there, you just put in your maximum speed, you drop the other side, no congestion. So it's very good. Then you look at the access link capacity and the intensity. That means from here go through there. So if you send a central data, the rate is as we mentioned, it's 1.5 gigabits per second, right? So the actual link is just 1.54 gigabits per second. So you got 0.97, nearly it's 1. That means fully utilized implies it's very congested, right? So you almost the dominant delay is millions, so it's not good. How we improve this one? The bottleneck is here, right? Okay, one issue, we can put investment, like from here to Singapore, for only one single cable, I put 10 or 100 in parallel. Okay, doing that increase this part of the transmission rate. Now, from 1.454 to 154 megabits. So in the end, you can figure out the rate do not have much change, but here is nearly 0.0097. That means no congestion anymore. Okay, you can go through very quickly. So then original this area, the delay is minutes. Now it's millisecond. Millisecond, 1 second is equals 1,000 millisecond. That's right. This microsecond, this is 3 units. So the dominant is second. That's right. So this is good. Just I wait in 2 or 3 seconds. I get a result from remote side. But the cost, as I said, we use multiple cable in the lay in the setback. That's very challenging. You know, you also give a monetary cost, too much cost. Okay, now we think alternative solution. I use local CPU organization. I use proxy. Okay, so be careful on the proxy inside. A lot of if after your router logging your contract, you cannot put a proxy after this. All right. So in this case, certainly we still are calculating these things, but we need to put some assumptions, right? Okay, for example, we assume 40% user request can answer by local proxy. That means someone first time ask you got a remote access, you know, you put data there, rest a lot of students request same question, you can local answer, all right? So 40% is requested locally, and that means 60% should go remote to answer. Okay. So now we look at the rate. Okay. Original said is 1.5 million. Okay. So now that means if you use a fraction 0.6, because only 60% this is requested going the other side to this side. That means 0.9 gigabits per second. So then we calculate, we just use the original 1.5 megabits original access link. So now it's 0.58. That means this link is half workload. That means total capacity, I'm in the half stage. So that may not have congestion at all. Okay. So then you calculate the time. So because you know, initially you say that, oh, this 2 seconds, kind of shaky. Because if your total is 1, your 40 is local, 60%, so you can put 0.6 times 2 is handshaking, the rest is 0.1, this is in terms of seconds, okay? The middle one, for example, is you are doing this 0.4, local one, local is almost 0, okay? It's as we said, half a second, so. Now even that you got a milliseconds, this is seconds, this is 1,000 times that rate. So in the end, you got roughly 1.2 seconds. Compare the very expensive one, expensive one, nearly 2 seconds, no better than yours. So this is why we use local web proxy. So certainly, you guys have one open question. Do you have can find other alternative way, not use just now you increase the bandwidth, or I use the local proxy? Whether our third way, we economically we do not spend much money, we can solve this issue. Okay, if you good idea, let me know. Okay. Then we already said this, right? For the if you have local copy replication, then you have a problem. For example, this particular software you're updating our app, okay? You are in the university, you put one. But in the source side, they keep going, updating. You know, because they do not know who you are, right? The customer. All the customer request the server will respond. So then I need to check whether my version is up to date or is already out of date. So you can send a so-called conditional git command to do that. So each time you put a copy, your copy, you put a time step. Okay, this version at download at which time point. Okay. So in that case, you can request whether this updated version. You send the HTTP query. If modified, you know, send this one. So the server, you know, you send a request. The server may say that okay, you know, I use this one. 304, not modified, you know. Given this period, you didn't modify, so your version is up to date one, okay? Otherwise, if you say that if modified, right, this reply, oh, okay, 200, this is regular. If it, this basically say okay, it's no change. But if they do modify, you know, then they send the modified version to you, actually go through your local proxy, put the updated version over there. Okay, that means we're doing updating. And then the last one, maybe I couldn't finish by today, is 20 past the 10 is finished, right? Only 6 minutes today. Okay. We just talked about the email. Email is, I think now everybody knows that, you use the user agent, means yourself, you know, you combine email, you modify, you remove, you put a different category, etc. Mail server, I'm not sure, here also use Microsoft 365, right? So, in terms of server, this may not necessarily be China, okay, maybe elsewhere. This is a global since when I was in Australia. So, we originally moved to 10 years ago, already outsourced to Microsoft. You know, the original, every university, you have your you know, mail service. That's the major function in every university. You know, a lot of email, communicator, academic, students, etc. But after the last 10, 15 years, outsourced, so basically it's several giants like Microsoft. CPU in Hong Kong is also used Microsoft, you know, 365, something like that. So your server actually is not necessarily local. So you compose a mail actually through a protocol, SMTP, send it to your local. To the mail server, okay? The mail server, because for you, just send one mail, but for, you know, this mail server, maybe it's meaning, even billing customers. So your mail maybe need a query in here. Then you have a receiver, right? The receiver also, this mail server, communicate with your mail server, you know, the receiver, mail server, so SMP, okay? Once your mail server receives this, they put it to the server. So in terms of that your receiver, then access their server. The server, you know, for example, you got an email from other Gmail to your mail. So you need access mail server. Your mail server is transparent to you. You don't know where this location is, right? But you can, you know, access your mail using another version, the internet protocol called IMP or POP. We talk about that. So all of this is through so-called simple mail transfer protocol. Agent is just yourself. I said there are many different web browsers doing that. Outlook, Amazon Mail client, and one is the Fireboard, Bird Fire, I forgot it, you know, the other icon. So there server sending email message. Okay, and this. Okay, here we use example of demo. So this is like Alice. Okay, use extra software. Some use Emacs, some use support or whatever. And some use just Gmail interface. Okay, you compose an email to Bob. Bob to here. So first of all, she is like a user agent. Okay. Compose mail and send it to her mail server. Okay, the mail server does the queuing. Okay, this procedure is automated using TCP SDMP. So her server queuing her message, you know, then through HTTP send it to the receiver side. Okay, receiver side and the Bob later read this email through the other protocol. Is not SMTP, IMP, okay? So you can see here, this is the procedure, but the read is IMAP, okay? So IMAP is Internet Mail Access Protocol, okay? Or you can use it called PAP, POP, when in only this, you need to set this mail address when you use Internet. Okay, I think that we stop here.